Good evening, Europe!
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri Tutiet. No need to be making your mind up.
Azerbaijan at the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest in Dusseldorf. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3. And speaking of Eldar, we're going to hear his brand new single. Now, his brand new single is an electronic pop song which has been produced by a Swedish singer-songwriter and a Greek lyricist. Yes, it is a beautiful song, and Eldar has gone from strength to strength since winning the Eurovision Song Contest in 2011. So right now, we're going to hear Until the End by Vocaloor featuring Eldar Gazimov from Azerbaijan.
Hello everyone, it's Eldar from Azerbaijan, and you're listening to my new song, Until the End.
I tried far beyond as the sun goes down, the sun goes down.
Your eyes, you are telling me lies, lies, lies. online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Hello, this is Ryan O'Shaughnessy from Dublin, Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Together. Enjoy.
We were drifting like two icebergs out on the ocean. I was doing all I could to keep you close. There were troubles in the water, you swore it was nothing. You said that we would always stay afloat. Why would true love look me in the eye and lie, lie? I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. Why have you been coming home so late in the evening? Is there someone else that I should know about? 'Cause there's a smile on your face that I haven't seen since we started going. True love, look me in the eye and lie, lie. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I'll forever. Break my heart. Remember right back to the start. We said we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. You said we'd be
Ryan O'Shaughnessy, representing Ireland at the Eurovision Song Contest in 2018. Yes, in Lisbon, Portugal. And Brian managed to come 16th for Ireland, which, coming out of 26 songs, it's not bad, is it? Well, we would relish coming out of the 20s, wouldn't we, here in the UK? Dear, oh dear. Well, basically, Ryan O'Shaughnessy's uncle, Gary O'Shaughnessy, represented Ireland at the Eurovision in 2001, coming 21st out of 23 songs.
Yeah.
And, awkward, Ireland did not qualify. They were relegated out of the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest, and everybody was so shocked that this powerhouse country, Ireland, it's not made it to the Eurovision Song Contest in 2002. It was a real shock. Still, I love Without Your Love. I think it's one of my favourite Irish entries, actually. Controversial, I know. I do love the obscure about Eurovision. And not what the traditional Eurovision fan on Twitter would say is their favourite. So I'd say it here on the show, but not on Twitter, of course. Okay, right, so we're going to hear another Irish entry, and we're going to 1995. Yes, half of Europe thought that the Irish were trying to not win the Eurovision Song Contest again for the third year in a row, and the fourth year in a row. But that RTE was going bankrupt because they couldn't host it because it was so expensive, which I could probably understand, certainly back in the 90s. So 1995, Ireland, they were represented by the schoolmaster, apparently, Eddie Friel, and the song Dreamin'. Here is Ireland 1995, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Dreamin' on a silver sea of moonlight, magic fills the night. Melodies are light when I'm dreaming. Dreaming, dreaming how I love this nowhere feeling. Round and round I go, shadows soft and low when I'm dreaming. You can sail on any ocean. Time slips away in silence, and daylight steals across my silver sea. And goodbye, dreaming in the moonlight. Goodbye. Sleepy, wake up to reality.
Maria Magdalena, guide me on my way.
Austria, 1993, the English version of Maria Magdalena from Tony Vegas. Yes, and we played Tony Vegas' entry in 1992, not too long ago. Yeah, see what I did there, too, yeah. So, obviously, Tony Vegas was so good and so popular that the Austrians desperately wanted him to come back and represent Austria. And to be fair, he did not a bad job. 14th place, not too bad. And the year before, in 1992, with Zusammengehen, which basically means go together, came 10th with 63 points. I thought 1992 was beautiful. And I like 1993. It's fun and cheesy, of course. Right, okay, so coming up very, very soon, we will have Rob's Random Request. Oh, yeah, so we're going to dive into the two hats with little bits of paper in both of them, pick out a year and a country, and hopefully their marriage up into a Eurovision Song Contest song for us to play. Of course, we have the Eurovision Showcase News, Best of the Rest, live and kicking. If you want a request, gotta let you know how to get in contact, haven't I? Send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase, so you can comment there, leave us a request, dedication or anything like that, or a shout out. Don't mind. Of course, you can send us a message there. Of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Right, yes, we're gonna hear another new single. Now, this was released a few weeks ago, and this lovely gent would have represented the United Kingdom at this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2020. And like many a Eurovision fan, I'm sure we would have been really proud to have seen James represent us at the Eurovision Song Contest, but to no avail. It wasn't able to go to Eurovision due to COVID-19. But James Newman would have done the UK proud. I have no doubt about that. Here is his brand new single. It's called Enough. It's a beautiful, really sweet song. And I wish James all the very best in the world for the future. And hopefully he represents us next year. I'll have my fingers crossed.
Everybody's got a heart with a hole in the bottom where the love runs out. Every love is a flame that spins and dims in the wind. So if your flame needs fuel like an empty room, I feel it too, 'cause everybody's got a heart with a hole in the bottom where the love runs out. Oh now, oh, I got both hands on the wheel. So if you're running out of love, don't start giving up. Anytime you think there's not enough, I got enough for the both of us. Even if you're falling out of love, I'm not giving up. Anytime you think there's not enough, got enough for the both of us. Oh, everybody's got a hurt. It's a knife that cuts when you get too close. And you think that no one's ever gonna see that blade and stay. But I can hold that pain for 1,000 days. And maybe for a second make it go away and make you feel whole again. So if you're running out of love, don't start giving up. Anytime you think there's not enough, I got enough for the both of us. Even if you're falling out of love, I'm not giving up. Anytime you think there's not enough, I got enough for the both of us. Oh, oh, everybody's got a heart with a hole in the bottom where the love runs out. But I'll be reaching out, catching every drop you spill.
Edin Aldar representing Sweden at the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest with a song called Som en vind. Yeah, Som en vind, like the wind. And it got to number 15 in the Swedish charts, but at the Eurovision Song Contest it only came 16th. Not very good for Sweden back then. No, actually quite a bit of a shock, to be honest. The lowest result Sweden got at the Eurovision in the 90s, and I think in the 80s as well, if you put them together. But in 1977 in London, in the Wembley Conference Centre, Sweden came last, and they only got 5 points, I think, which is still one of Sweden's worst results, though technically in the 60s they got a nil point as well. So anyway, yeah, so we'll move swiftly on. Hello, Rob.
Bonjour, hola, ciao, and hello.
Oh.
That's why I asked.
Muy bien.
I forgot what Italian for hello was, so I quickly asked Kieran, and he wondered what on earth I was doing.
Yes, well, I do generally.
Yes.
So how's your weekend going?
Yes, it's been sunny, so it's been nice.
It's been
sunny. We've been out and seen things and gone places, which has been nice.
Yeah, now we can do that.
Yeah, it's lovely. Things are getting slowly better.
Slowly better.
And I'm very excited about this support bubble thing because I have a friend who is on her own and lives in London. She's been on her own for, well, since the lockdown began. And I'm going to go and stay with her next weekend, and she can come down here as well. So it's going to have a little sport bubble between the three of us, but Kieran's going to stay here and look after pussycats.
Yes.
So I'll just get drunk.
Oh, dear. Right, let's move swiftly on, dear.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Yeah, so Mr. Rob Arita, would you like to introduce your segment?
What you
orange segment, very juicy.
What are you drinking, Kieran? Rum or whiskey?
Whiskey.
Good, good. Right, okay. My segment is, it is, what is it? I can't remember. It is basically where we get two hats, one hat full of many years in the, of the calendar, another map full of various countries just in Europe, obviously, and then we mix and match them together and come up with a lovely, lovely, lovely song.
Hopefully. Yes. Well, not just in Europe, but Australia too.
Oh, of course, Australia. And there's one Morocco.
And Morocco.
Yeah.
Yes. And technically Azerbaijan.
Armenia.
Armenia and Georgia. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm waiting for Japan to enter next.
Anything's
possible. Korea, we get some K-pop going down at Eurovision. That'd be really cool, wouldn't it?
It would be. It's very popular in Spain.
Yeah.
Particularly. They got a whole section of them in Fnac. Right, come on then, Rob. Let's move swiftly on. What's the year first,
please? Right, the year is... 1970, not known for its K-pop.
1970?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was the contest in Amsterdam. The year after the four... countries won the contest in 1969.
Oh yes,
much to the anger of many of a country, because Sweden, Norway, Finland, Portugal, and I think Austria as well withdrew from the contest. So you're like, well, who's left?
Didn't they change the voting though? Because it was
they
because that to. Happened. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to. So, but there were numerous voting changes. During that season, it was during 1970, all the way up to the sequence we see now, almost in 1975 of 1 to 8, 10, and then 12 points.
Then when they changed it again in 2016 in Sweden and added the kind of voters' points all along, I think it would be virtually impossible now for countries to tie. I can't. It could happen, but it'd be very, very unlikely.
Yes, it does. It does happen. But it's very, very much infrequent than what we used to.
Mm.
So you got a definitive of a result. And then technically, hardly anybody should get nil point. But it is still a possibility if it's that unpopular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. Anyway,
I have a country in my hands.
Oh,
I've got the whole world in my hands. But just a country of it, actually.
Okay.
The country is... Drum roll, please. Serbia and Montenegro.
No, can't do that one.
The next country is Ukraine.
No. Do you know, we've only got 12.
Oh, God, we
countries.
Could be here all day.
Yeah.
Right, the next country is Croatia.
No.
Monaco.
Yes, we can.
Oh, yay, Monaco.
Now, Monaco were represented by Dominique Dussault. Or Dussault. It could be Dominique Dussault.
Dussault, I think. Marlene.
Marlene, yes. Came 8th with 5 points.
There's a character in Neighbours called Marlene back in the 90s. Marlene Kratz.
Oh.
Just thought I'd say that.
Okay, did you want to just read out what it is, Rob?
So Marlene was the Montenegrin representative for the Eurovision...
Monegasque.
I'm sorry, Monegasque. Oh, not Montenegrin, that'd be Montenegro. Ha!
Yeah.
The song is a pecan. Is a paean to Marlene... You only want me to read this because it's hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
The song is a paean to Marlene Dietrich, whom Dussault famously refers to as a silhouette of sexy Rama at one point in the lyrics, before comparing her appearance to that of the star and concluding that she will never live up to the standards of her idol. That's charming, isn't it?
Oh, it's quite sad.
Performed 10th after Spain.
Yes. Oh, and... The following year, Monaco won the contest in Ireland. So Dana won this particular year in 1970 with all kinds of everything. And this song came 8th, of course, out of the 12. But Monaco, here we go. There is a song in 1970 and it's sung by Dominique Dussault. And the song is called Marlene.
Enjoy!
Voix grave et nostalgique dans mon cœur chante une musique anachronique. Avec elle je reviens toujours à l'époque du 78 tours rayé et oublié. C'était toi qui charmais Marlène, qui troublait Marlène, c'était toi. Tu n'étais pas pour moi la reine des écoles. anges bleus qu'on n'oubliera jamais. De Londres, un fume-cigarette, un regard qui n'en finissait pas, c'est pas, c'est pas, c'est pas, c'est pas noir en cinérama, une silhouette en sexy-rama, Marlène. Oui, c'est bien toi, tu souris et je suis Marlène. Les gens crient, Marlène, c'est pour moi. Je rêve d'un escalier de scène comme toi, Marlène, que je descends langoureusement. 1m50 avec mes talons, des cheveux frisés comme un mouton. Oh, quelle désillusion, je voulais tant lui ressembler. Vous ensorcelez, vous marlénisez l'ange bleu. Die Liebe, das ist mein Leben. Nur auf die bin ich eingestellt. Non, non, je ne peux pas. You take me in the sky. You make me crazy in my mind. Jamais. Je ne pourrais. I want you. I love you, darling. I've got you. Je ne pourrais jamais, jamais chanter comme ça.
I haven't heard that in a while. Monaco 1970, Dominique Dussol. And Marlène, Monaco 1970, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, courtesy of Rob's Random Request.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
UAPVC, the Ukrainian national broadcaster, has confirmed to Eurovoir.com that they will be participating at the Eurovision Junior Edition 2020, and Ukraine will make their 15th appearance this year. Hurricane has stated that they are not expecting to find out if they will be representing Serbia at the Eurovision Song Contest 2021 until at least September. Yes, Hurricane have informed WeWe Blogs that they don't expect to find out whether they will or will not represent Serbia. Two television studios in the Polish capital of Warsaw have been rumoured to be in talks of hosting Junior Eurovision 2020. Earlier this year, it was announced that Krakow will be hosting Junior Eurovision this year, but they have since pulled out. As of Wednesday this week, the following countries have confirmed that they will be participating at the Junior Eurovision in Poland this year. It is France, Georgia, Ireland, the Netherlands, Poland, Russia, and Spain. Uku Savista, who is going to be representing Estonia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, has confirmed that he has got a guaranteed place in the final of Este Lau 2021, but he's going to be changing his songwriting style, which sounds pretty interesting. Equinox singer Johnny Manuel, who represented Bulgaria at the Eurovision 2018, has wowed Guy Sebastian Australia 2015 in his audition for The Voice Australia. And finally, the trailer of the Eurovision movie from Netflix has been released, and it will be released, the film, on Netflix on the 26th of June.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, this is Vasil, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, You, Just For You. Enjoy.
Trembling, this feeling I can't understand. Your eyes sing to me, pulling me closer and closer with sweet melodies. Sing it to me, sing it to me. Oh, we might only have tonight. Hold me tight and let's ignite. And for the moment I just wanna dance with you tonight.
Representing North Macedonia, which would have been this year's Eurovision Song Contest. That's North Macedonia and the song You. Yes, of course. I do love that song so much. Now, I've got some fantastic news, which I'm sure you're all very excited about. Yes, the summer sing-along show in Sweden, Lotta Par Liseberg, will be returning on June the 22nd. Yes, that is a Monday. Yes. And so many Swedish artists have been confirmed to be participating on the summer's greatest Eurovision party, almost. And also, it will be filmed in its usual location in Liseberg Amusement Park in Gothenburg, but with no audience this year. That's going to be really awkward. And this follows SVT's Allsång på Skansen will also not have a live audience at the iconic Skansen Open Air Museum in Stockholm. Yes, the lack of audience will probably might take a little bit of away of it all, but you can't really blame them, really. The Swedish government has stated that due to the current coronavirus precautions, is banning public gatherings of more than 50 people. But as we know, Sweden have been suffering with COVID-19 really quite badly, like we have here in the United Kingdom. So lots of stars are going to be there, including Eric Sade, Anna Bergendahl, Robin Bengtsson, Jill Johnson, Robin Steinberg, Philip, what's it? Oh, yes. Charlotte Pirelli, I can't speak. Nana Grunwald, Måns Zelmerlöw's going to be there. The Mummers, Dottir, Hanna Färm. Also Molly Pettersson-Hammar, Dolly Style, David Lindgren, and Victoria. Now, but there's going to be so many more too. I'm hoping also that After Dark turns up, because I love After Dark. May I just say that? Got a soft spot. Right, Kamut Samekhanna. Right, actually, speaking of Melodifestivalen, it's now time for this. The best of the rest. Yeah, I love that. Okay, yes, it's time for the best of the rest. And basically, this means that we're going to showcase a song or a couple of songs from a national final or a couple of national finals and showcase them here on the Eurovision Showcase, because shockingly, they didn't win their national final, but never mind, they still live on in our hearts and we're here to commemorate them. Now, one of them is this one from Melodifestivalen 2005. Now, there were so many fantastic songs in Melodifestivalen. There really was in that year. Nanne Grönvall with Hallå Jomme. Also, you had Alt Elskar Dig from Shirley Clamp. You also had Katrina and the No Names with If Tomorrow Never Comes. Yeah, Katrina and the Waves, yes. And this particular song too, this didn't go through. But shockingly, Martin Steinmeck's Las Vegas, Sweden 2005, which I think is Sweden's worst Eurovision entry ever. I think it's vile. Anyways, we're going to move swiftly on. None of this negativity. We're going to hear this fantastic song. It is very cheesy. Yes, of course. And Schlager Camp. But it's awesome. Yes, I'm talking about Alcazar. Yes, and we're going to hear the song Alcazar.
A life filled with love and emotion. This is Wonderland, try to understand. To get in, it takes more than devotion.
Can be an alpha star. Welcome to our galaxy. trust in who you are. Let happiness be the source and love be the force.
To become an avatar.
Welcome to our galaxy. The place to be.
Alcazar by Alcazar. Yes, so that is from Melody Festival and the Swedish National Final in 2005, right here on the Eurovision Showcase. But now it's time to hear our second Best of the Rest song. Yes, this for me was my favourite of our own Eurovision You Decide in 2017. I love Lucy Jones and Never Give Up on You. And that final version of the song went to Eurovision and was performed at Eurovision. Spectacular. But Holly Brewer blew me away with this amazing, amazing song. I loved it. From the UK National Final, Eurovision You Decide 2017. This is what I would have loved the UK to have sent to Kiev. Here is Holly Brewer with I Wish I Loved You More.
I know the two is dead. Some might even need a crowd. You're better off without a doubt. But I walk alone. I bet you think you're real clever. You found your way next to me. I'm hiding for your fantasies. But my pride is gone. Cause you're the sunlight that the preacher talks about. Ooh, amen. You're the sign and wonder. I couldn't live without. Ooh, amen. And I wish I loved you more. Wanna feel my
ću te voljeti te
div, div vjetre. U tišini ostavi me gdje sam, svaka riječ sad prostaje. Odlazi i pusti me da ne znam kako čovjek postaje. Ono što nisi više, divni vjetre, tu na moj prag. U velo lišće donesi mi i kišu neka ostavi trag. Tuge u bojama jeseni, a činilo se za
stuff from Croatia. It would have been at this year's Eurovision 2020. That is Damir Kezoc with Djevdi Svelja. Yes. Okay, it is now time for Live and Kicking. It's Live and Kicking, and this means that we play a song live from Eurovision. So we're going to Eurovision 1986. Yes, a couple of weeks before I was born, and and we're going to hear the song that came third for Luxembourg. Yes, Charisse Laurence, originally from Canada. Here is her song, L'amour de ma vie, the love of my life. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Hope you can join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. here on Forest FM. Au revoir, merci beaucoup, bonne nuit, toodaloo, take care of yourselves. Au revoir, toodaloo.
J'ai tant d'amour en moi, sans raison, tellement le cœur qui bat, sans raison, que je veux bien partir un jour. Qui me dira sans raison des choses qu'on ne dit pas, sans raison des mots plus beaux pour les enfants.
Je changerai le temps pour garder pour longtemps l'amour de ma vie. et de regard couleur d'espoir. Comme dans la nuit les étoiles puis dans le noir, je volerai sans elle pour l'amour d'une armée. Je vendrai des soleils, des jours en pleine nuit. Je changerai le temps pour garder plus longtemps l'amour de ma vie. Je volerai sans elle.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.